Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Not sure exactly why Gina bumped in with Dancing Queen here, but nevertheless, the Milwaukee Business Journal this week unveiling its 40 under 40 class for 2026. I absolutely love this. It's a great reflection of the great leaders we have here in the city of Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin.
It is a fantastic distinction, and that song, that is a song you celebrate too. You get excited about that one.
Fair enough. Often viewed as the rising stars making a difference in southeastern Wisconsin. And among the class of 2026 is Good Karma Brands Milwaukee Vice President and Market Manager Greg Scalzo, who joins us in the studio. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Love that I'm making my midday news debut here.
That's right. Yeah, big congrats.
Well, and this is actually the second 40 under 40 distinction for you, because in a previous life, and really not that long ago, you earned that distinction working in Madison.
Yes, I spent the first 10 years of my career in Madison. And so back in 2020, I was part of the 2020 class of the In Business 40 Under 40 there. Although it was during COVID, so there was no in-person event or celebration. So it was a little bit different. But yeah, it's an honor, and I appreciate the congratulations.
So Greg, what moments or decisions most shaped your career path to this point?
I started at Good Karma Brands as an intern when I was in college. So I've been here throughout my entire career. I think for me, I've been able to experience so many different sides of what we do. I hosted a show across ESPN Wisconsin for a long time. I was a marketing consultant and eventually ran our sales team. And I've been heavily involved in marketing. So for me, a lot of it was the ability to see how things were interconnected. And coming here to Milwaukee, ultimately identifying opportunities for us to be able to continue to grow, reach new audiences, and ultimately build the right team.
You had much longer hair back then, though, right?
I did have, yes, that is true.
You raise an interesting point. It wasn't that long ago you were in Madison, but in a very short amount of time, you've made inroads in the city of Milwaukee, which I find to be a welcoming community for business leaders, and it is about collaboration, strategic vision, and aligning parties. How can we help each other? I think that's a common phrase used. But you also did it on the back end of a pandemic as the company was transitioning from Radio City to here, you transitioning more away from on-air work and into leading sales staff and the larger team here in Milwaukee. So it sounds like you've had multiple full-time jobs simultaneously while also trying to integrate yourself in the Milwaukee community. That's not easy.
No, but I've been so blessed with the team that we have, the teammates, the assets. I mean, I stepped into Milwaukee with the power of WTMJ, the partnerships with the Bucks and Brewers, right? With ESPN Wisconsin, we had just launched 101.7 The Truth. And, you know, truly from where I sit, you know, I am really here to support the team that we have, right? Like, you guys are the ones that are out here doing the show, building the audience, right? Connecting with the community. My role is to make sure you guys have everything that you need in order to do your roles and your jobs at the highest level. And so my success is really just a reflection of how well the team performs, right? You know, and for me, you know, I've been really lucky in terms of the people who've helped me along the way, but also in terms of the team that we've been able to cultivate and how, you know, we've built a lot more teamwork here within our Milwaukee office.
There have been headlines recently about the younger generation and how they don't want to go into a leadership spot. They're just like, don't need to do it, don't want to do it. What does this do for you? Just you personally as well. And what does this distinction 40 under 40 mean to you?
It means a lot. Like, I'm not a very bashful person, but this one, I don't always love in this spot, the recognition sort of being on me. I'm comfortable going on the air or talking in front of, you know, hundreds of people. That, like, is fine. But, you know, for me, it really goes back to what we do as a group here. You know, I do think that it is an honor and sort of like, I talked to our CEO, Craig Karmazin, last night, who, you know, gave me a congratulations. And he was like, you know, slow down and tried to provide some perspective in terms of how I should, you know, really look at this in the hard work that went into it. But again, to me, a lot of it just goes back to like what we're accomplishing. If the team isn't accomplishing what it's accomplishing, then I'm not in a position to get any sort of recognition.
And what would you say to those younger people who maybe would be awesome leaders, but that generation that doesn't want to step into that role? What would you say to that? Because that is a theme right now for people.
Yeah, I think that in general, right, there's a lot of difficulty in it. It's easier to worry about yourself and to focus on yourself and the individual thing that you're doing. But I think that the fulfillment that you get from being able to see other people grow, right, to see, you know, your team continue to grow together, or those folks who started in one place and now they're achieving their goals, is that much greater than just, hey, I was able to get from A to B to C. When you can do it with a team around you and you can really help empower others, that level of fulfillment, while not being that short-term maybe gratification, is so much more significant than, you know, than other ones. It's like having kids almost, right? Like, kids are difficult, like, you know, but ultimately you feel pride and in fulfillment through, you know, what they do, probably even more than what you do.
There's no doubt about that. Absolutely. When Craig sent you that note, he may have done it from Las Vegas. I know he was attending CES, and that has been something we've talked about on this program, about how Good Karma Brands is embracing the world of AI, diving in. They're supporting us, Jessica and me, Gina, everybody on air, different sales aspects of our business, and trying to figure out what it can do for you. A lot of your success, Greg, is shaped on experience, right? You've kind of been there. You've seen some things. It helps guide decision-making. This is a world of unknown, AI, and we're all kind of scratching the surface together. How do you embrace it, encourage others to not only dabble in it, but dive into it, but also make people understand it's okay, we're in a safe place. It's not replacing you, but we have to understand how to work through this together. How do you deliver that message from the top?
I think one is modeling the behavior, right? And I've failed so many times at trying different things with an AI, and you kind of learn from it. And, you know, the approach that you take initially might not be ultimately the right one. But, you know, I think what we've learned is that, A, it can be really effective in terms of handling some of those more mundane tasks that could ultimately be automated, so that you can focus on the things that really make a bigger impact. And I think, B, initially I looked at it and said, oh, well, this can help make up for some of the things I might not be as good at. And then I flipped it on its head because of some of the coaching and some of the things that we've learned about AI. And really, it's more lean into your strengths, right? So if I'm trying to, you know, because it is taking the knowledge that you have and almost putting it on overdrive, if I go into it and say, I think I'm good at being able to create different models for new opportunities that we might have here at Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, well, let me lean into it and plug all of that information into AI and use the voice function to just talk to it like a person almost, and then to be able to have it basically analyze and calculate in a way that, like, it would take me hours to do, it could do in seconds. And so I think there's so many different ways, and we are just scratching the surface. But for us, I think it's just really important to start getting comfortable with it, seeing what works for you, and then ultimately sharing that knowledge with one another so that we can figure out how it best allows us to focus on those things that are most important in terms of where we can maximize our impact.
It's funny that you said you failed at AI a couple times, because AI also fails yet. So you can't just go off of it. I mean, what were we saying earlier this week, Greg? You still need to use your brain. You still need smart people to look at this and say, okay, this is great, but something's missing here. And then the more you use it, the more you work with it. Sometimes AI will even tell you, oh, shoot, I messed up. Let me go back and let me fix this. Have you experienced that, where you realized AI made a mistake?
Oh, all the time. Yeah. I mean, I've tried to create different GPTs where I thought it would be simple, and it continues to make mistake after mistake. I've also experienced where, you know, we're the chat will actually operate more as a sycophant, and it tells me what it thinks I want to hear. Oh. So I have to give ultimately, like, very clear instructions to be critical, right? And to say, hey, can you, you know, give me the negatives of this, or, you know, plug in different customized instructions. And so I think customizing it to how you best operate is highly important, but you're right. You have to look at it all through a lens of, you know, of criticism and saying, okay, is this actually giving me what I want? And, you know, there's still so many shortcomings, but what we're seeing is that it's getting so much better at such an exponentially rapid pace that if you become comfortable with it, it's obvious that eventually it's going to get itself better than we can even imagine.
Fantastic tool.
No doubt. Just absolutely. It was the theme of CES, no doubt about that. And Good Karma Brand certainly embracing it. And we're excited for you. Greg Scalzo, recognized as Milwaukee Business Journal 40 Under 40 Class of 2026, just a few years after receiving a similar nomination and recognition in the city of Madison. Two cities for you. That's good stuff, Greg. That's really, you really earned it. You have really earned it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us. Congrats.
They
got a wonderful event scheduled for March at the Baird Center honoring 40 Under 40 alumni and the current 2026 class.